In seemingly hollow closing arguments, Trump's defense team on Tuesday argued that Democrats are seeking to remove Trump over policy differences. Democrats and Republicans have tolerated policy differences in the United States for over 200 years without anyone resorting to impeachment, and to suggest this impeachment is over policy differences is really insulting to the American Constitution and the American public. There's firsthand evidence here of wrongdoing by Trump, and that is where the focus is likely to be: getting people like John Bolton to testify. There have been some reasonable senators, the likes of Mitt Romney, who have called specifically for John Bolton to testify. The thing is, if Republican senators and Trump's legal counsel really expect the American people to settle this in the next presidential election like they're saying, then by God, we the people want to hear from witnesses to make that voting decision. Don't tell us to make that decision and then withhold information that we need to do so. Although Republican senators are under extreme pressure to withhold witnesses, and we all understand that, the American people want to at least hear the full story. Today begins the question and answer session with Chief Justice Roberts reading those questions to the respective impeachment managers. In the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Mitt Romney was busted by Senate floor staff for bringing a bottle of chocolate milk into the Senate floor. He made a hasty retreat to the cloakroom and later appeared with the chocolate milk in a proper glass and sat near Senator Ron Johnson, who made no effort to hide he was snacking away on Sour Patch Kids. Now moving into offbeat news, local Channel 10 in beautiful Sanibel Island, Florida, is reporting that a Florida daycare wrote on a child's tummy to remind the mother to bring diapers. Well, the mother was shocked, to say the least, to see this written on her baby's stomach, but was even more infuriated after trying to remove it. You see, the daycare evidently used permanent marker on the child's stomach, and the mother, who is Heather Chisholm, said, "In the very worst case scenario, I can't see anything other than need diapers needing to be written. Why a big, long message needed to be written across my son's stomach is beyond me." She later added that this isn't the first time the daycare is written on his tummy, that it happened several months ago. Well, I'm kind of guessing that the policy is soon going to change. Well, you may soon feel hungry for some lab-grown shrimp. Reuters reports that Shayok Meats is a Singapore-based startup and is aiming to be the first company in the world to bring lab-grown shrimp to diners' plates. They call it clean meat, and two dozen firms are working on a lab-grown version of fish, beef, and chicken, which, by the way, Barclays says is a $140 billion market by 2029. Here's how Shayok Meats is growing shrimp. They extract a sample of cells from shrimp. They feed those cells with nutrients and keep them at about 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit, which helps them multiply. The stem cells become meat in 4 to 6 weeks, according to the article, and 2.2 pounds currently runs $5,000 today, but they hope to get the cost down to $50 by the end of this year, eventually coming to a grocery store near you, folks. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.